弟兄姐妹平安。
Is to you。
我们感恩节的假期，大家不知道过得怎么样
？How's everybody's Thanksgiving？
我们在教会，我们有很多的人来吃火锅。
There's a lot of people in the church for the hot pot gathering。
我们在每一桌的里面，我们就大家就来数算神的恩典。
And each one of us count our blessing within each table。
当我们在数算神的恩典的时候，我们通常就会想说：“哇，我们这个过去这一年，我们遇见了这个事，我们遇见了那个事情。”
While we are counting our blessings, we will recall what's happening in our life this past year.
然后我们就会想到很 dramatic， 就是很特别的事情，我们来献上感恩。
And we will often think of the dramatic incidences happened in our life in our past year, and then we give thanks to God.
但其实我们每一天都是我们感恩的时候。
But in fact, that every day should be a day of thanksgiving.
因为我们这一位主是创造天地宇宙万物的主。
Because the Lord that we serve and the God we serve is the God that who create heaven and earth.
所以所有的是东西，所有的供应都是他从他那边来的。
And that from him all the provision is provided.
所以今天我们特别给一个题目，就叫做一切感恩归于主。
And so today is all about the thanksgiving all goes to God.
所以我们就要从最简单的事情上面来学习感恩。
And we're going to learn about to be thankful to God from the simpler thing in life.
让我们来读这一段的经文，在《使徒行传》第十四章第八节到第二十节，好，这一段的经文。
So let's open Book of Acts chapter 14:8-20.
好，我先来念第八节到二十节，好，大家仔细来听就可以。好，路斯德城里坐着一个两脚无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走过。他听保罗讲道，保罗定睛看他，见他有信心可得痊愈，就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”那人就跳起来，而且行走。众人看见保罗所做的事，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“有神借着人形降临在我们中间了。”于是称巴拿巴为丢斯，称保罗为希尔米，因为他说话灵手。有城外丢斯庙的祭司牵着牛，拿着花圈来到门前，要同众人向使徒献祭。巴拿巴、保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣服，跳进众人中间，喊着说：“诸君，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。他在从前的世代任凭各国万国各行其道，然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心欢喜乐。”二人说了这些话，紧紧拦住众人不献祭与他们。但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来，挑唆众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城去。第二天，同巴拿巴往特比去。
So in Acts chapter 14, verse 8 through 20 says, In Lystra, there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking.Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw that Paul had done, they shouted in Lycaonian, in language that said, "The God has come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bowls and wreaths to the city gates because he had and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostle Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and rushed out onto the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, He let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crop in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then Nahum's Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的圣天父，我们赞美你，主啊！当我们来看见这段经文的时候，主啊，这虽然是过去在历史上所发生的一件事，但这事被记载在圣经上。我们相信，就是要让我们来明白你所要启示给我们后面来的人的事情。我们虽然没有经历，但主借着这个故事，你让这个故事成为我们每一个人的经历，让我们成为每一个人在你面前能够更认识你的。 一个凭借，好叫我们能够行在你的道上，也行在你的旨意中。我们求主来亲自来向我们说话。我们感谢主，我们这样子祷告，感谢是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。所以，当我们读了这一段的经文的时候，这就是一个可以说是一个故事。So
when we read this passage, this is like a story.
发生在保罗第一次宣教的时候。
And it happened when the first time that Paul went out for a mission.
他到了这个城叫路斯德,
and he came to the city called Lystra.
发现一个两脚无力，是一个瘸腿的，是生来就是这样的。
And he found a man that was crippled from birth.
保罗就看着他说，你起来，两脚站直。
And so when Paul looked at him and said, "Get up and stand up straight."
结果这个人就起来，而且得了医治，立刻就得了医治。
And he was healed instantly.
有这么大的一个神迹，一个从来没有走路过的、没有办法走路的人，突然之间就站起来，就跳起来，这样来行走。And
it was a miracle that when a person is crippled from birth, that all of a sudden was able to stand up and leaping.
所以这个城里面的众人看见了这个神迹以后。And
so when the crowd in the city saw this miracle happen,
他们就非常的惊讶。And
they were very astonished.
他们觉得这个不是人做的事情。And
they believe that was not done by human.
这是一个神做的事情，神明做的事情。And
it was done by God.
他们的观念中呢，最大的神呢是所谓的叫做丢失，或者我们有的翻译叫宙斯。And
in their thinking, the biggest god is Zeus.
好像他是他们观念里面的，like众神之王啊，这么大的，就是最大的一个神。So
in their thinking, in their culture. That Zeus was the chief of all the gods.
然后, 另外带着他的一个说话的人叫做希尔米，也是一个神明。
And the god that does the speaking is Hermes.
他们就想说，一定是他们这两个人一定就是这个神明，而且是神明所谓的道成肉身啊，那个神变成人的样子，在中间，然后做了这样大的一个神迹。
So when they saw the miracle, they thought that the Zeus and Hermes must came down and taken on the human form.
那既然神在这个地方的话呢，所以他们的动作马上就反应，就是拿了花圈，然后牵了牛，就要来献祭给这些神明。So
their action will prove that they just came want to sacrifice to both of them.
但是保罗跟巴拉巴他就把他们挡，赶快挡着，让他们知道说不是，我们不是。So
the Barnabas and Paul was trying to stop the crowd from sacrificing to them.
你们要感谢呢，只能感谢那一位神创造天地海。And
he told them that the only person that you can be thankful to is the God who created heaven and earth.
一切感恩要归给主。So
all the thank, all the gratitude go to God.
当他们有这样子的一个举动呢，其实是背后有一个故事。And
there was a story behind the actions of the city of Lystra.
他们有一个传说，当时的一个传说，就讲到丢失和希尔米，他们有一次降到世间来。And
the legend goes that Zeus and Hermes came to the earth.
结果在这个地上呢，结果发现没有人接待他们。And
there was no one hosting them when they came.
这两个神就很生气，结果把那当地人全部都杀掉了。And
the anger of both Zeus and Hermes that just killed all the people there.
除了有两个老农夫接待他们的
except two old farmers who host them.
被留下来，没有被毁灭。
And those two farmers was the only one left.
哦，这两个神也很厉害啊。
And of course, these two Zeus and Hermes was pretty powerful.
所以当他们想到说，哦，这一次呢又出来了，如果这两个神又来的话，我们千万不能够怠慢他们，我们好好的来，所以就牵了牛来献祭。
So when the crowd saw what Paul and Barnabas did, they were thinking that now the Zeus and the Hermes came again. So they came, they wanted to sacrifice to them.
他们看见巴拿巴好像丢失一样。
And they saw Barnabas is just a Zeus.
好像保罗，因为他一直讲话，保罗很会讲，所以保罗就叫做说话的那个人，叫做希尔米那个神。
So and they, because Paul was the chief speaker, that they called Paul the Hermes.
所以当保罗遇到这个事情的时候，他们第一个反应就告诉他们说：“你们不对，你们拜错了。”
And so when Paul and Barnabas saw that, their first reaction was telling them that no, you're all wrong.
第一个，我们是人，我们不是神。
And first of all, we are human as well. We are not God.
我们性情和你们一样，我们都是人。
And we are just like human, just like you.
第二件事情，你们拜的呢是你们要拜的是神。
And the second thing is the one that you should worship to is God.
是宙斯，不是不是丢斯跟希尔米，而是那位创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
It's not Zeus nor Hermes should be the one that is who created heaven and earth.
所以保罗就说你们要离弃虚妄。
So the Paul told me to discard worthlessness.
要归向永生的神。
And to turn to the forever living God.
什么叫做离弃虚妄呢
？So what is the discard the worthlessness.
King James 里面他特别用一个字叫做 vanity.
In King James, it was translated into the word vanity.
就是空，空无一物，就是空的。
So it's like empty.
意思说你们在敬拜呢，你们实际上你们是在敬拜空的空气。
So that he's telling them when you are worshiping to Zeus and Hermes, you are actually worshiping air.
当你敬拜空气的时候，是一点意义都没有。
And so when you are worshiping to the air, that's worthless and meaningless.
其实如果我们说敬拜空气的话，还是空气还是个有怎么讲，还是一个实际存在的东西。
And like air is actually existing.
但是他们拜的是不存在的东西，也就是拜我不知道该怎么说，也许我们拜概念里面的加法，你拜一个加法，你拜一个减法，你拜一个概念里面的东西。
And the Zeus and Hermes do not even exist. So that was just they are worshiping to a concept.
所以他告诉当时的人，你们拜的东西是空的，是没有意义的。
So he was telling them that whatever you're worshiping to is empty, worthless, and meaningless.
这是当时发生的一个状况。
And it was what happened to at that time.
但是我们今天来看看我们的世界。
And let's look at what's happening now.
许许多多拜假神的人也是非常的认真的这样子来敬拜。
And there are many people who worship the false god zealously.
所以哪一个人在哪一个庙里面得了一个偶然的一个应验以后，一大堆人就跑到那个庙里去拜。
So when the request was granted somehow in a temple, then it draws a lot of crowds over there.
其实都是空的。
In reality, it's all empty.
很多的时候，我们人就甚至拜死去的人。
And they are people that who worship their ancestors.
好像他死了以后就变成一个神明一样。
As if their ancestor, once they die, they become one of the gods.
保罗这边讲得很清楚，我们也是人，性情和你们一样的，我们都是人，怎么可能变成神呢
？And Paul was very clear that we are human. We cannot be God.
我知道在台湾有人拜孙悟空啊。
And I know that they are in Taiwan. There are people worshiping a figure that was created who shaped like a monkey.
Monkey was the same last name as I. 还有拜猪八戒的。
And also the in the same novel there was a made up character that looked like a pig.
如果是美国的话。
And if it is in US.
就有人要拜 Mickey Mouse.
And it was as if there are people who will be worshiping Mickey Mouse.
这都是空的东西，都不存在的。但是他们就是拜假神的人，就会去拜。
So it's all empty. That it's all false god.
而不是拜，而且献上感谢。这种感谢的对象是空的。
It's not just worshiping. They actually praise the figure, and that's worthless.
所以这就讲到我们一个感恩的事情。今天第一件重要的事情，就让我们看见谁是我们感恩的对象。
So let's look at who should be the recipient of our gratefulness.
不是丢失，也不是希尔米。
Should not be Zeus nor Hermes.
也不是人。
And nor any person.
而是那一位创造天地海和其中万物的神。
And should be the God who created heaven and earth.
当我们这样子来想的时候，就知道我们所有的感恩都必须有一个目标，有个对象，我们来献上我们的感恩。
So that we should know that there should be a person, a target, a recipient of our gratefulness.
如果我们的感恩没有对象的话，我们的感恩就好像出不去，没有人收到这个感谢。
And unless if we don't have a target or a recipient of our thankfulness, that nothing is being received.
几年前我们在慈济的 building 的时候，我常常有机会跟他们的职员能够有一些的交谈。
A few years ago, when the Buddhism Association was our landlord, I was talking to their staff.
然后不同的信仰，那个术语都不一样。
And because it's different religion, they have a different set of languages.
然后我跟他谈的时候，尤其有一个他们的一个工作人员，一个男生。然后我跟他谈的时候，他每讲三句话以后就感恩，每讲三句话就感恩。最后再见的时候呢，他也不再见，感恩。
And so the word that they would say a lot was be thankful.
我想说，这感恩是很好，这感恩的这个心态操练感恩很好。但是感恩感恩感恩感恩，你感谢有个对象，感谢谁呢？不会是感谢，到底感谢谁呢？
And the grateful attitude was good, but who was they giving thanks to?
像我们在如果跟人交谈的时候，或者我们做就是人家对我们有件好事的时候，我们就说感谢你，对不对？谢谢你，多谢你。
So when people do good deed to us, then we'll say thank you.
但是感恩又感什么恩呢？给谁呢？
But when you say just using almost like a slogan, say be thankful, who are you being thankful to?
后来我就想到说，哎，我们基督徒倒是有一个特别的地方。
And actually, for Christians, there are something different.
很多基督徒有一个快成为口头禅的一个三个字，叫做感谢主，对不对？感谢主，感谢神。
So it's almost like a slogan for Christian is, well, be thankful to the Lord.
所以我们就有一个对象，就是我们感谢谁呢？感谢我们的主啊，感谢主啊，所以叫感谢主，很好的一个。
So be 一个对象。But when we say that there is a recipient of our gratitude.
所以我们今天到了感恩节，我们就想我们要有一个感恩的心。
So during Thanksgiving, that we should have a heart of thanksgiving.
所以我们知道说谁是我们的对象，我们在感恩是我们的神。
And we should be having a recipient or target of our great thankfulness.
我们中国人呢有个习惯呢，我们就是常常不知道感谢什么，我们就说感谢什么，就是。感谢老天爷，感谢老天爷，有没有？我们要感谢这个上天了、啊。不知道是什么东西，就是一个概念里面一个老天爷。
So for Chinese, some of them, if we don't know who to thank, that we will kind of like be thankful to a concept of a spiritual being in the sky.
我们在念中学的时候，我们特别念了一篇文章，我记忆印象很深刻。那篇的文章名字叫做《谢天》。
And when I was in middle school, that we had to study a literature piece, and that the title of that literature was "Be Thankful to Heaven."
这个作者他说到他来到美国的时候呢，常常被人家请去吃饭。
So the author was describing that when he came to U.S., a lot of people invited him to for dinner.
然后一坐下来以后，他说照他们以前中国人规矩坐下来就吃了。
And For Chinese, when you sit down, you should be able to start eating.
但是没有，那家人都提，哎，我们要祷告，我们要谢饭，祷告完以后才能吃的。
And but those the family will always have the prayers before the dinner.
所以他就非常的不习惯，但是日子久了以后呢，他也就当做这是一个风俗，也就无所谓了。
And at the very beginning, that this author was a very uncomfortable, but then afterwards he thought it was just a custom.
后来有一次，他被请到一个人家吃饭，特别是那个家的老祖母来祷告。
And so there was one day that this author was invited to a family, and the person who gave the prayer before dinner was the grandma.
所以看见这个老祖母祷告的时候，他这个作者心里面突然一震，因为他就看见了这个老祖母祷告，就好像 他在小时候他们吃饭的时候呢他的祖母在他的旁边。
And with that, he recalled that when the author was young, the grandma was beside him.
所以每一次他的祖母吃饭的时候呢，都教导他说：“你要把饭都要吃完哦，因为你不吃完的话呢，老天爷会不高兴呢，以后就不给我们饭吃了。”
And the teaching of the grandma to the author at that time was, "You need to finish whatever's on your plate because if not, then the spiritual being in the sky will not grant you any more food."
所以这个老祖母呢，也存了这个他的祖母也存了一个感恩的心来吃饭。
So that the author's grandmother was enjoying the dinner with a thankful heart.
也教导他说，要感谢的事情很多哈，要我们就不知道这是要存这个感恩的心来不断的向我们周围的人来感谢，也要谢谢这位老天爷。
So the grandma taught the author that should be that he should be grateful for all things, including that spiritual being in the sky.
所以我们中国人就有这么一个概念，当我们还没有信主的时候呢，我们都有一个老天爷的概念。
So that type of concept, there is some spiritual being in the sky. That's the concept that we all have.
好像天上存在的一个老天爷，他不知道是怎么样，但是好像是蛮公义、蛮会照顾我们人的，这样子一个不知道一个概念，一个老天爷。
So that concept describes a being that will be caring for people.
但是我们从来没有办法认识他，也没有办法了解他。
We will never be able to know that the being or to understand that being.
当我们回到保罗这边所讲的时候，我们就发现说，这个是一个很清楚的一个概念，因为是创造天地海和其中万物的永生神，在十五节。
And in verse 15 it says, we should bring in the good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them.
所以这就是我们基督徒很清楚的一个感恩的对象。
And that is the recipient of our gratefulness.
为什么要感谢他呢？
Why should we be thankful?
我想有太多的事情，神为我们所做的，耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，有太多的事情可以感谢了。
And there are many things that God and Jesus did for us.
但是保罗在这地方，他就特别讲一件事情，讲到因为他创造天地和海，还有其中的万物。
And but in here, Paul specifically said that God created heaven and earth and sea and everything in there.
当我们把圣经打开的时候，创世纪一打开的时候，我们就发现起初神就创造了天地。
So, but when we open the book of Bible, that in the first chapter of Genesis, it says God created the heaven and earth.
第一天就造了光。
And the first day He made light.
第二天呢，造空气。
And the second day He made air.
让天上的水跟地下的水就分开了，中间就有空气。
And he separated the water above and the water underneath, and then in between there's air.
所以这两天的创造，我们就有光、有空气、有水。
And so the within the 2 days we have light, air, and water.
神就先 lay out 整个环境，有光、有空气、有水，这是生命。我们今天科学所知道的生命的最重要的三个要素。
And so then in the first 2 days that God laid out the foundation for a life form to exist, which is proven to be in the science today that those three vital elements.
接下来旱地从水里面露出来。
And then the dry land emerged from the sea.
然后让这个地上面就能够造出许多的走兽牲畜。
And the dry land was able to host a whole bunch of animals.
最后把人造在里面。
And then God created man.
让我们在这个旱地上有地可以站。
And then we're able to stand on the dry land.
所以我们看见这是神的一个创造的恩典。
And so we can see that the grace of God in creation there.
我们人不可能没有光、空气和水。
And it's impossible for human being to survive without light, air, or water.
没有光、没有空气、没有水，我们是没有办法存活的。
And we would not be able to survive without those three elements.
如果你不相信的话，你就不要呼吸，然后大概就活不下去了。
If you don't believe me, you can try holding your breath for long. You probably won't survive.
但是我们也不能有太多的光、太多的空气、太多的水，我们也不行。
Well, we can't have too much of the light, too much of the air, nor too much of the water.
大家都知道，如果光太大的话，我们热死了。
And of course, if there's
把我们烧掉了,
it's too much light,
我们眼睛也瞎了,
we'll die out of heat stroke or we'll turn into blindness.
太多的空气的话, 很危险的一件事情, 就是我们的大气压会不断的增加, 我们每个人都压扁了。
And so if we have too much air, then we have too much of atmospheric pressure.
水太多的话呢, 到处就犯水灾了, 没有办法。
And if there's too much water, then it's flooding everywhere.
所以神为人所预备的就是重要的, 而且是刚刚好。
And so what God has prepared for a human are important and just right.
所以这是神所造的一个创造的恩典, 它是一个美丽的世界。
So that was the grace of God of creation.
所以是神所造的, 这中间有个非常重要的概念, 既然是他造的, 就是属于他的, 因为是他造出来的。
So a very important concept, since God created the earth, then the earth belongs to God.
既然整个世界都是他造的, 都是从无开始造出来的, 这样的一个他的拥有物, 那么我们被放在中间, 我们就是享受他所造的这一切。
Since he owns the whole world, that when we are being placed onto the world that he created, then we are here to enjoy the creation that he placed.
我们可以说我们是被邀请来住在他的世界里面。
And we can say that we are invited to live in the world he created.
所以我们谁是主, 谁是客, 我们如果没有弄清楚的话, 我们真的一辈子不懂得怎么来感谢我们的主。
So who is the master, who is the guest here, that we need to distinguish the relationship there.
我们都觉得好像人能够, 我们常常有个概念就是我们是这个主人, 我们是这个世界的主人。
And a lot of time that we are thinking we are the master of this world.
好像人可以决定任何的事情, 人定胜天, 我们可以做很多的事情。
All right, human can decide on everything that they want.
但是既然是神的创造, 造了天, 造了地, 造了所有的世上的一切, 那么我们是被放进来的, 所以我们在这个里面, 我们是一个做客的。
But since God created the whole world, when we are placed in this world, we are actually guests of this world.
如果我们看清楚这一切都不是我们的, 都是我们被, 被享, 被, 被人家供应来享受的, 那么我们就懂得怎么来感谢神。
So when we understand that we are here as a guest, and that God provided everything that we enjoy, then we can learn how to be thankful to God.
好像这一位神他创造了这么漂亮的一个世界, 好像一个mansion一样, 一个家庭的一个大的mansion, 然后我们被请来这个mansion来住几天。
It's just as if that God created a mansion that we were just being called in as a guest to enjoy.
让我们白吃白住在这个豪宅里面, 白吃白住, 随便的使用它里面一切的家具, 各样的器物。
Like we are freely to use whatever was provided in this mansion without paying.
如果有人真的把我们请到这样子豪宅里面的话, 我们心里面也觉得说, 哇, 太棒了, 哇, 真的感谢他, 让我们来享受这样的一个环境, 这么好的一个豪宅。
So if we indeed were invited to live in such a mansion, we will be very thankful.
因此我们就知道说, 当我们觉得是我们是被给的, 我们是接受, 是领受的, 我们就会感恩。
So when we realize that we are the recipient of this kind of blessing, that we'll be thankful.
我们就会想要回报,
and that we will be wanted to repay the grace that was or the blessing that's installed upon us.
有几年前呢, 我们, 我们有一次回台湾, 去办, 小, 那个品格儿童的品格营, 在暑假的时候。
So a few years ago that we went back to Taiwan to conduct the Shine Character Camp.
我们那一次回去呢, 我们是10年没有回台湾了。
And before that, it has been 10 years before us going back to Taiwan.
所以很多的朋友, 知道我们要回台湾以后呢, 他们就很想我们大家能够见面聊一聊。
So there were many friends that who knows when we were about to go back to Taiwan, that they want to invite us so that we can get together again and catch up.
其中还有蛮多数的人呢, 他们是因为他们到美国来, 在这10年间, 我们接待了很多人, 到美国来, 然后我们请他吃饭, 我们, 请他们在我们家有时候住, 就是他们觉得好像受了一个招待。
So many of those friends are within these 10 years came to US and we were hosting them.
所以他们就想要来回报一下, 那, 可能在这边吃的一顿家常便饭啊，或者是睡了一觉，睡在书房也不是很好的地方，想要来回报一下吧。
So they want to repay the bless and the grace that received when they came to U.S.
所以啊，我们回去的时候呢，大概三个礼拜多一点的时间。
So when we went back, is the total length is about a little more than 3 weeks.
扣掉两个礼拜营会的时间。
Minus the 2 weeks that we spent in the character camp.
在这个剩余的一个多礼拜的时间里面呢，我们一顿一顿的被招待。
And within the basically 1.5 weeks, we were treated with meal after meal.
我算了一下，大概吃了20顿。
And when I counted, we were treated for about 20 meals.
我讲的不是路边的小吃、路边摊。
And I'm not talking about little store in the street.
他们都把我们请到什么什么我都没有看过的那个都看不到尽头的那种 buffet 啊，好大的。这个餐厅
and we were treated to buffet that I can't even see the end of the table.
我就想说这个生意其实还不错，我在家里面请他吃的可能是个麻酱面啊，家常便饭，他请我到那个那么大的地方去，好像要回报一下。
And I was thinking that wow, that was pretty great return, that I was only taking them giving them something that is normal that we will be eating at home, and now when I go back that they are taking me to this great meal.
他才在我们家吃了一顿饭，就这么的感谢。
And he was the only have a meal in our house, and he will be so grateful.
那神请我们吃饭吃了多少呢
？And how long have God provided us meal?
我们吃神的，我们住神的，我们用神的，享受他所赐的这一切阳光、空气、水。
And we have been enjoying what God has provided. We use we for ten for.The lights, the sunlight, and all those things for a long time.
不是一天，也不是两天。
It's not one day or 2 days.
也不是一年，也不是两年。
It's not 1 year or 2 years.
我们一吃一用就用了80年、70年。
And we use what God has provided for us for 70, 80 years.
如果真有这样子的人对我们的话，我们的心如何呢
？So if somebody really doing this, what should be our heart?
所以这个是一个极大的一个恩典，在我们每一天的生活上面，但是我们都不觉得。
And that is a major grace, but we don't really feel that way.
我有时候看到我们的小朋友啊，我就心里面就很不舒服。
And sometimes when I look at the kids, I do not feel comfortable.
他们都很可爱，但是呢，有一些的事情，他们会觉得，哎，这是我的，我有任何的使用权利，然后有时候就。Over the boundary, 就是越界。
So that they were all very lovable and cute. But when a lot of time that they are thinking about, I own these things, and then sometimes to the point they will cross the boundaries.
然后就会好像我所有的本来就该我的，本来就是该给我的。哎，没有想到这是爸爸妈妈的一个 grace。一个 favor 给下来的。
What I think is the stuff that they have is rightfully theirs. They never really thought about that one came from their parents.
我看看我的小朋友呢，然后我再看看自己呢，其实也是一样。
And when I look at my kids and then I look upon myself, wow, I was the same.
我记得小时候其实我也蛮不把恩典当恩典的。
So I recall that I wasn't very grateful when I was young.
我记得有一次我配了一副眼镜。
And I remember there was one time that I had a new pair of glasses.
然后呢，就不知道不小心压坏了还是什么，就是坏掉了。
And I accidentally broke it.
我就看一看说，反正不好看，换一个。
And I was looking at it and said, well, this I didn't like the shape anyway, so let's change another one.
我姐姐就骂我。你不知道这很贵吗？你不懂得什么就讲了一大堆，我就觉得这个坏了就丢了，而且我真的不太喜欢那个颜色，换一个酷一点的好一点。
And my sister was scoring me and saying, "Don't you know that how expensive this one is?" And but what I was just thinking is, "Well, I didn't quite like the glasses anyway, and it's broken."
所以最难的就是在每一天的日子里面都想到这件事情，因为它天天在发生，我们就很难天天想到。
And so that the difficult thing is because God's provision happens every day that we don't think about it all the time.
好像我们大家现在如果 可能你上一秒钟没有想到一件事情，你没可能没有想到，比如说你没有想到你的手腕，你可能没想到你的手腕，因为它没有痛。
And for example, you will not be you will not pay attention to your wrist because it's not hurting.
没有痛是恩典。
And you should remember that if your wrist is not hurting, that's grace.
但是因为没有痛，我们就忘了。
But because it's not hurting, we tend not to think about it.
还有我们的肩膀，我们到处、全身，我们都不会去想，直到它发生了问题，我们才懂得哦，原来不痛就是恩典。
And for it applies to every part of our body, and we don't really think about it until something happened to our body. Then we realize that if my body is not aching, it is a blessing.
所以不只是我们的环境，我们这个人，我们的心，我们的身体，我们的灵魂，我们的心思意念，全部都是神造的。
So our environments, ourselves, our soul, and our spirit are all created by God.
因为之前是空无一物，连空间都没有，空间也是上帝造的。
And the space was also created by God.
原来什么都没有，但是这位创造的主，他愿意把这一切造成这么的美好，然后把人放在当中，让我们有自由的意志，可以来享受这当中一切的福分。
So out of nothing, God created the entire world so that we can be here in the world to enjoy with free will.
所以我们要感谢，我们要感谢多少？我们上次感谢，实在想说是感谢不完呢。
So how much should we be thankful? That it should be endless.
我有机会查圣经的关于感谢这个东西。
And when I was studying the Bible, talking about the word thankfulness,
我就发现在圣经里面不太多感谢人了。
And what I discovered is in the Bible that the description of being thankful to human is not a whole lot.
通常用感谢，大绝大部分都是用在感谢神。
And so when that word thankfulness or gratefulness, that in most situations was directed to God.
在新约圣经里面，感谢这个字原来的希腊的原文里面呢，总共出现54次。
And so in the New Testament,The word gratefulness happened 54 times.
其中只有两次是对人说感谢的。
And there's only two times out of that 54 times was addressing to a person.
其余所有的都是感谢神，感谢我的神，为你们感谢神。
And so all the other 52 times, the recipient or the target was God.
到了旧约呢？那更少了。
And if we go to the Old Testament, the ratio become even smaller.
我用中文圣经去找感谢，找祝谢，找称谢，找了将近有97次。
And so that for different variety of thankfulness in Old Testament, it happened about 97 times.
没有一次是对人。
And none of the reference came out was addressing to.People.
所以我就祷告神说：“我说主啊，难道我们不该感谢人吗
？”And so I was praying that God, shouldn't we also be thankful to people?
人家对我们这么好，我们难道不该感谢他吗？他做帮了我们一个忙，我们不该感谢他吗
？When people could do good deed upon us, shouldn't we be thankful?
但我心里面就有个想法
，And there's a thinking in my mind.
有啊，因为还有两次啊。还是要感谢啊。
And of course, there is two references in the New Testament. So of course, we need to give thanks to people.
但是有其他这么多这么多次是对神的。
But there are many other references that goes directly to God.
我们今天对人的感谢，如果我们在日常生活里面，我们对人的感谢多，还是对神的感谢多？弟兄姐妹，我们自己来想一下，大概是怎么样的一个比例
？So let's think about what's the ratio of us.In our daily life, being thankful to people or be thankful to God, what's the ratio?
如果我们把新约跟旧约加起来的话，一百五，将近150次啊，才两次对人呢。
And if we combine the Old Testament and New Testament, the being thankful, the references more than 150 times, and out of that, two times going to the people.
所以我们如果平常就在感谢人的话。我们是不是有这么多倍数一样的去感谢神呢
？So if you use the same ratio that if whatever amount that you are being thankful to people, shouldn't you be thankful to God.
所以如果我们感谢了一个人，可能呢，同样的比例呢，可能要八七八十次去感谢上帝，他造的这么多。
And so when every time that we are being thankful to a person, that with the same ratio that we also we should be thankful to God.
所以是是看到神的一个恩典在我们身上，他真的是完完全全，配得我们的感谢。
So that if you look at it, that the God is worthy of our praise.
所以当这些路斯德的这些人，他们要来拜这些拜保罗跟巴拿巴，他们要来称谢他们的时候，所以保罗就很快的就跳出来，他甚至撕裂衣裳跳出来。
And so when the people in Lystra was trying to sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas, they came, they jumped into action immediately, even so that they tore their clothes.
大家都知道在旧约的那种背景，把衣服撕裂，那什么意思哈？
And you understand that the background, the biblical background, when people tore their clothes, what does that mean?
我不知道去怎么把它描述出来。那个，但是呢，有一句话可以去形容，就是受不了了。
And that basically, when you tore your clothes, that is something that you cannot bear anymore.
所以他就跳进众人当中，就喊着说：“你们要去拜，你们要离弃虚妄。”去敬拜侍奉那一个真神，真创造天地海其实万物的那一位永生神。
So that Paul and Barnabas jump into the crowd and say, "Man, what are you doing this? We are bringing good news, telling you that you should turn from those worthless things to the living God."
所以我们相信神配得我们这一切的感恩。
So we believe that God is worthy of all our praise.
然后我们就发现说，神他的供应，他的恩典呢？是不分对象的。
And we find that the graceful provision from God is basically there's no target that he was providing to all.
他的这一些创造是给不管你信他不信他所有的人都在这里享用。
All the creation that he did was provided for those people who believe in him, also for those people who does not believe him.
这就讲到这个豪宅里面来了两种客人。
So it was just like in this mansion, it came to two types of guests.
第一种客人是哇，好棒啊！哎呀，真是感谢这个家主，让我来这边住几天，享受这么好的一个环境。
And the first first kind of guest is the person that, the guest that who are thankful that to, for the environment that the master provided.
另外一些客人进来的时候呢，他就说哇，真是太棒的环境了，但是呢。我不认为是这个主人请我的。
And the other group of guests is, yeah, this is great environment, but I don't believe that this was coming from that master.
我可能收到了这个 invitation 卡邀请卡，来了这个 mansion， 来了这个豪宅，那呢这个邀请卡是天上掉下来的，不知道哪里来的。
And so when I received this invitation card, it just came from somewhere. It's from the sky. I don't know where it came from.
绝对没有主人在这里。
And there's absolutely no possibility that there was a master here.
最后他就说，我就是这个家的主人了。
And then after he thought about it and said, wait, I am the master of this mansion.
然后他可以跟旁边那个第一批客人说，你们搞错了。
And then he will be telling the second group of guests will tell the first group of guests and say, you were all wrong.
这个豪宅是自己有的。
And this mansion is just by itself.
享受吧
，and enjoyed it，
不必感谢什么神不神了
，and there's no need to be thankful to the God。
上帝面临这样子的一个两种不同的客人，他是一样的雨降下来。
And God, when for those people, these two type of people, He rained on the same for both。
我们看第十六节、第十七节，保罗说他在从前的时代任凭万国各行其道。然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心欢喜。
So in verse 16 and 17 said, in the past he had all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crop in the season. He provides you with plenty of food and fill your hearts with joy.
我们大家一同来念这个中文的部分好不好？这后面哈，常施恩惠开始，我觉得这个很漂亮，真的很美的一个祝福。我们一起来念，来，常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年， 叫你们饮食饱足，再次来，常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心欢喜，满心喜乐。所以这就是神的一个好大的一个恩典赐给我们的。
And that's the great blessing they have given upon us.
而且不管我们是不是 honor, 这是从他来的，他都赐给我们。
Regardless of whether human honor the provision from God, that's what he has.
有的人把这些的恩典归给假神。
And some of us will attribute all this provision to a false god.
好像丢失一样，宙斯一样。
Just like Zeus.
有的归功于不知道的原因，不知道，就像那个客人一样，他进到这个豪宅不知道，归于不知道的第一个原因，第一因。
And then, some of us does not know who to attribute to, then we just attribute to the first cause.
好像在佛教里面讲的，我们不知道那个最原始的那个第一个那个 cause, 我们就叫他说那个就叫做第一因，不知道，没办法定义。
And that concept came from in the Buddhism that we don't know what the cause is, so it is called the first cause.
还有许多的人把这一些的恩典呢，很奇怪啊，归功给外太空人也有。
And they are people that who attribute to all this blessing to aliens.
可是圣经上面特别讲，他说他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
But in the Bible it says that God calls sunshine on people who are good or evil, and that he shower rain on people who is righteous or unrighteous.
这是神的一个充满恩典的供应。
And that is the grace that comes from God.
天天经历的
，and you experience that every day.
另外一方面，我们来看，在这个经文的故事当中呢，我们就看见还有 supernatural 的事情。
And then we also in this passage there's something supernatural that happened.
第一个 supernatural 的事情就是那一个生来瘸腿的人，他可以突然之间就得了医治，而且跳起来可以行走了。
And the first supernatural miracle that happened is the crippled person who from birth he was healed and was able to leap.
这是一个很大的神迹，是特别是上帝他超越他所造的物理定律，他所赐下了一个特别的一个手段，特别的一个作为来医治这个人。
So this miracle go beyond the natural law that God set in place.
我们要知道说这个物理的原因，在世界运行的物理的这种定律，这些所谓的定律都是上帝的手造的。
And you have to know that all the physical laws were all created by God.
但是现在他必须要把他所造的东西放在旁边，然后呢超越，或者说把它歪倒掉，那自己再用一个特别的手来医治那个人。
And but for those that crippled person that regardless of the physical law that was placed upon him, God had a supernatural act upon him.
自然已经是恩典了。
And if you think about it, the things of nature is already graceful.
超自然是恩上加恩了，更大的恩典。
And beyond natural is double grace.
结果那个生来瘸腿的被医治了以后，大家呢却好像就是很兴奋啊，看见这样的事情。
So when they saw the crippled person was healed, everybody was excited.
圣经要来拜巴拿巴，要拜保罗。
And they were about to worship Barnabas and Paul.
接下来到后面的时候，好像镜头一转，哎，突然变了，有一些的犹太人来教唆他们。
And then right afterwards, that the everything changed. There are people Jewish. They came and stir up the crowd.
突然之间，他们就要用石头来打保罗。
And all of a sudden, they want to stone Paul.
而且不是想要打，是真的就打了，而且打到像死了一样。
And it's not that they just wanted to do it; they really did that to the point that it's like Paul was dead.
所以保罗后来被推到拉到城外面去。
And Paul was dragged outside of the city.
后来发生一件事情，当众人门徒围着他的时候，他呢又站起来，然后可以走路。
And then it happened that when the apostles gathered around, the disciples gathered around, yeah, Paul stood up and was able to walk.
所以保罗也立刻得了医治。
And so that Paul was got instant healing as well.
好像从死里复活一样。
It's almost like he was risen from the dead.
就讲到神对他所爱的人总是有特别的一个保护，有特别的一个眷顾。
So that it described that the God has special provision and protection for those the person he loves.
他用特别的神迹奇事来帮助他所爱的人。
And so that he has, he will have miracle on those people to help those people.
所以我们就知道，我们所敬拜的这一位主，他是配得一切恩典，啊，配得一切颂赞，跟配得一切感恩的这一位主。
So we know that the God that we serve is worthy of all our praise and gratitude.
我们看见他的创造。
We see his creation.
我们看见他每一天的供应，时时刻刻的供应。
And we see his provision every day.
我们也看见他奇迹似的来帮助我们。
And we see his miracles help.
这一切都把我们看，都带我们看见，只有他是我们唯一感谢的一个目标。
So all of that show that he alone should be the target or the recipient of our thankfulness.
所以让我们把一切的感恩都归给我们的主。
So let's give all our praise and thanks and gratitude to the God and only God.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你，主啊，当我们在这里，当我们在读你的话的时候，借着《使徒行传》这一段的经文，我们真真实实的看见，主啊，你有爱在你的所创造的大地，你爱你所创造的人，主啊，你把一切的美好就这样放出来，赏赐给所有你所造的，主啊，让我们在当中，不管信不管不信，我们都承受了这样的一个丰盛，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，特别对爱的人，主啊，你更有极大的恩典，你让我们能够更深的与你连结，而且得到更深的祝福，甚至得到永远的生命，在你的里面得到一切的救恩。主啊，我们为着这一切的恩典就献上感谢，也为着你特别常常用神迹奇事来帮助我们，来医治我们，来带领我们，为着这生命的路上所有的这一切的眷顾，我们都要把荣耀把感谢归给你。主啊，你是我们唯一感谢的目标，让我们就把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。我们谢谢主，求主听我们的祷告，也接纳我们的感恩。我们是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们阿们。我们来唱诗歌感谢神。